children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had power of death, that is the devil. That's not just a natural death, but Jesus had to die out to the Adamic nature. That's the only thing that would destroy the devil, our evil, our wickedness. There had to be a death to this sin nature. And so he took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had power over death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage of the sinful nature of Adam. For verily he took not on himself. And of course, you know those scriptures. We read the scriptures in Hebrews. Look in 1 Peter 1, 2. I'll give you that one more. 1 Peter 1 and verse 2. He's saying, elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. There's nowhere that there was any literal sprinkling of his blood. You got to get the picture. You got to get the understanding of it. That we've been sprinkled by the Holy Ghost. It's been applied to our lives after the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ on the day of Pentecost, that they were sealed with the blood of the everlasting covenant. It was the life of Jesus Christ in the Holy Ghost. Are you getting it? I hope you are, because you need to get your mind on something deeper than just red blood. I'll tell you this, even after you get it, it'll take you a while to get to a place where you can put it into words. It's hard to explain this. It's hard to put it into words where you can really explain it and use the Word of God to prove it. But there's enough proof here. Just like I said, there's a good scripture right there that you can't show anywhere that Jesus' red blood was sprinkled on anything. But he fulfilled the type of Moses sprinkling the people. And what, it wasn't the blood, but it was the life in Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost life. Hallelujah. Thank God, saints, for the Holy Ghost, for the life of the inner man, this new birth that we've got. We've got something that in God's time, when God finally gets the church fully restored, there's an operation of God that's going to work in us, that will help us and give us enough power of God that we can fully be partakers of the blood of the everlasting covenant or the Holy Ghost, and it can work in us until it accomplishes an overcoming life. That's my desire. And I think we are to struggle, or strive, I should say. I think we are to strive now to try to focus and walk in the Spirit of God as much as we can, and let the Spirit of God work in our lives and yield to it as much as we can. And I think God's bringing us to a place that we can come up a little higher and live a more holy and righteous life. I think it's necessary. Some of the saints that lived, 40 years ago, I think some of them will tell you that their people walked holier than they do today. But I want to say something about that. They did. The world was a cleaner place. There wasn't as much confusion. It wasn't as difficult what's the word I'm looking for? Complicated. That's the word. We're living in a complicated world. And God has let enough things to come to pass, see? See, years ago, you didn't have as much trouble as you do today. You come to church in a buggy, and you went back home on the farm. You didn't have a bunch of things in the world influence you. You just had some cows and chickens, and you just worked like a dog from daylight to dark to make it. And you prayed for God for the crops to come in, and you prayed when you got sick. You couldn't run to the grocery store or a pharmacy to buy you some kind of medicine. They would be closed before you got there. You couldn't run to a doctor. You just had to get out on their knees and pray and beg God to deliver you, to help you. And people had faith in God for those things. Well, the world's more complicated. You know, it's easier just to go open you a bottle of aspirin, take you two or three of them, go on, get your headache over with. You know, you don't have to pray and ask God. Well, there's some conveniences in all of that, but you see, but God's allowed us to have all of these intricacies because it brings out all of that is complicated in the sin nature. And God also is giving, He's helping us to see that the Word of God we had back there when we was living, you know, a more dedicated life, but we didn't have all the understanding we still needed. Yeah. I can tell you right now, I came up in some pretty righteous, holy people. Some of my family, you know, my grandma, she didn't have the Holy Ghost, but I guarantee you right now, if you went and stayed with grandma and you walked out, you know, I know I went out several times, dug me up a can of worms, got me a cane pole, and she'd come out there and say, "What are you doing? Boy, don't you know this is Sunday? This is the Lord. You ain't going fishing on the Lord's day. You bring the wrath of God on this place." Brother, she was scared. She feared God. "Hey, you didn't do nothing like that on Sunday." You know, she'd get on to you. We'd sneak off. Boy, she'd catch us down to the pond. She'd get a switch or something after us and run us back to the house. You know, because they had a fear of God. They loved God with what faith they had. But we've had to come to a greater understanding and knowledge of the Word of God. They didn't know they had to overcome sin, all of them back there, all together. And even this body, way back then. I'm not sure they fully understood. I'm not sure it came to a full understanding. Because some of them, I've met some of them in some of those dispensations back there, and they thought people overcame. When I've been around this a while, and I haven't found an overcome. I've walked pretty close to some pretty big men that were holy, and I found some fault in them. And I wasn't looking for it. It's just there. I wasn't blind to it. I could see that God hadn't finished His work yet. But I could also see some of the great men that had achieved a greatness in God. And so we've got the Lord's give us a great heritage here, saints. And there's something wonderful and glorious that He's given to us. Praise God. All right. Y'all want to stand up and rest your bodies? There ain't no sense in having a song. Y'all material. I don't have to water this. Y'all got this swallowed. You don't have to have somebody help you get your throat. You don't get it down. I don't think it'd do much good for us to sing a song. Just go through the motions. But let's give God a praise for this day, for the Spirit of God that's touched us here today. God, we thank You.